The Sunday Sit Down on Algoa FM.
Hello.
Welcome back, Lindsay Zeal. You were saying you think that this is possibly our fourth chat. And right at the start of the program, I said the reason you've been back so many times is because you provide compelling content that is factually correct, and it also does something that often isn't the case, and that is provides solutions rather than just restating the problem.
Oh, thank you, Charles.
That being said, the last 2 years have been somewhat of a roller coaster for you. In fact, heartbreakingly so.
Yes.
And you have a kind of fortitude that I experience as close to unmatched.
Oh, thank you.
And it makes me almost teary even before we've started speaking, because despite the fact that I'm a badass on a good day, I'm a real softie.
But you know what will happen, don't you?
What?
If you start, I'm going to start.
Okay, so I would love to say let's make a deal, but it's almost already too late.
Okay.
So, Lindsay Zeal, you are a passionate person about helping people who are in need.
That's true, yes.
And that meant that you spent a lot of time at the Yokuselo Haven.
Yes.
Very quickly summarize what they do.
Well, I was at Yokuselo for close to 18 years, and it was a shelter for women that were in abusive situations that had to run away very quickly. So it was a safe house, a temporary safe house for women and their children.
Right.
So that's basically it.
Yeah. Along the way, you garnered an MBE, but we still don't have to call you Dame, right?
No, you don't have to call me. But if you want, you can bow, but you don't have to.
I'm just scared if I do, I won't get back up again. So we'll possibly scrap that as a concept. I was wanting to look for a stat that I still screen grabbed from Ian Cameron from Twitter during the course of the week, and now I'm struggling to find it. Not important, because I'm sure those facts and figures are fairly well known to you as well. He was talking only about rape in South Africa.
Yes.
And saying it's about 150 a day, if I have it right, and
yeah,
only one in how many are reported?
Very few.
It was a terrifyingly low figure.
Yes.
That left me a little sad, I won't lie. But it made me wonder. Anyway, so back to how you've spent your time, because respectfully, you never ask a lady her age. You must be approaching.
You can ask mine.
Still won't. You must be approaching retirement age.
Oh, Charles, I love you. I have passed. A long time ago, the flags went down many years ago.
Okay.
I'm now 73.
Okay.
I'm going on for 74 in January. Big birthday.
Cool, got it.
You're invited.
I'm there for that. I will bring the tequila. I don't care if you don't drink it. don't tell my cardiologist. Anyway, so at a time when most people would think about winding down, the world was hit by COVID, which meant nobody was going anywhere. And
correct,
for you, that had a particularly tragic knock-on effect.
Yeah.
Can you tell us that?
Well, it did, because my mum passed away in 2019, and she was in Australia, and unfortunately I couldn't go over, and I hadn't seen my mother in many, many years.
Hmm.
And then in 2020, at the end of 2020, my son passed away very, very suddenly. It wasn't expected. He was healthy. He was fit. And there again, I could not go over. We weren't allowed to travel. And he basically had to be buried. And I couldn't be there for that either. So it was very difficult. But I had somebody in Australia who was wonderful, who did all the paperwork and did everything that needed to be done. So that was it. And then 2 months later, I lost my little doggy, who I'd had for 18 years. So it just one after the other. So
how do you not, in the face of that level of personal sadness, just say, you know what, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm done. I don't want it anymore. Life's a lemon and I want my money back.
I do that virtually every week, I think.
So that was a good question.
Yeah. Somebody said to me, do you cry? I said, I weep every day, every morning.
Okay.
And then you sort of get up and think, well, at least I have a life and I need to get going and I need to do things. And I do believe there was a saying from Viktor Frankl who said something to the effect of, and please excuse me if I've got it wrong, when something bad happens, you have to make something good out of it. And I took that and I thought, you know what? I do what I know best, and that is dealing with domestic violence. But I want to start a foundation that will not only help women, but will help men too. Mm. It's doesn't make sense to only help half the population here. We need to get stuck in and help people. And that's what we basically did. And when I talk about we, I talk about our fabulous board, handpicked by me. Janine
Some powerful
Lee.
Ladies in there.
Well, I've got Janine Lee. I've got Janine Zeal. I've got Anna Tate. I've got Sharon Jessup. I have Rose Kalpar. And I have Kathy Strassis.
Yeah.
Fabulous ladies.
You'd have to go a long way to find ladies, a bunch of ladies more capable of getting things done.
Yeah.
They have a determination level that in itself is inspiring.
And you know, at my age, as you mentioned earlier, you can't do this on your own. You have to have a team. And
no, but
that
would always
effort.
Be the case. Yeah.
You know, and what a fabulous team it is. I mean, they're just brilliant. And we sat down and I said, look, I've got this idea. This is what I want to do. And everybody said, it was fantastic. It's never been done before. And we're dealing with men and women of all cultures, all religions. We're dealing with straight people, gay people. Everybody is included in this, which is so important. And basically, they have to go through the legal process, because we know once they've been through the legal process, it's very unlikely that they will go back.
Yeah.
When you work in a shelter, I used to see women coming back and forth many, many times.
That must be so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because you can't make them.
No.
And sometimes the reasons for them going back are sad.
Well, they are. You know, it could be financial.
Yeah.
It could be that they're absolutely petrified of the abuser. Or it could be, which is the most difficult, I love him or I love her.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do. So we decided, for those people that have actually moved out of it and moved on and have decided, I want a better life, we're going to say, well done. We will help you. We're going to support you. But we can only help those that have been through the legal process.
In other words, the people who have left successfully.
Yes.
And now need to rebuild their lives.
That's correct.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was very interesting to me, and it makes all the sense in the world, I do understand this completely. The one thing that I remember you saying when we met a couple of weeks ago was that the needs of these people will be met, as opposed to we will give them money, because that would probably be counterproductive.
Well, that is correct. What we will do is whatever is needed by that particular one, and I call them applicants because they have to apply. If they want to go to a college, if they want to become an entrepreneur in this country, which we need more entrepreneurs anyway, or if they need school clothes, or if they need to pay their school fees, we will do that ourselves. We don't give money. And also for our funders, we want to make sure that they understand that 100% of all funding that comes through our foundation goes to our applicants. We don't have any running costs. So
that's interesting, because you know that there's a structure for NGOs.
Yes.
And your kind of income versus disbursement, there's a ratio that is relevant and specified as an absolute maximum, blah 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 blah. So you're saying close to zero running costs.
Yeah.
So you get to spend almost every cent.
Yes.
That is raised in any way.
That's correct.
That's really, really amazing.
And we give money. You know, I've had people phone me and say, can we give you clothes and can we give you food? And we say, no. I know it sounds ridiculous, but we need money.
Yeah.
Because we want to provide our applicants with what they need. We don't want to give them something else and say, look, we can't afford to give you this now, but we'll give you some food or we'll give you some clothing.
Yeah. That being said, if there are people who can only give food or clothing,
yes,
there are plenty, plenty, plenty places in need of that.
There's some fantastic NGOs.
But I suppose there's an educational process then as well, relevant for how you're going about doing this.
Yeah.
You need to reimagine the concept of charity. Reimagine the concept of a foundation like this, because as you said right near the start, you've been told by more than one person, I'm not aware of anything like this.
yes. Yeah. We're absolutely brand spanking new, and it's a new idea. Even if you go and look at some of the stats and things in, let's say, Europe, they have nothing similar to what we are doing, because a lot of abuse is, and we know this by the stats, is between a man and a woman.
Right.
So we know that women do get abused 90% more than men. Well, we think, but we don't know.
Because of how badly these things are reported.
Well, exactly.
And how tragically poor, sadly, policing has become, for one thing, and law enforcement in general.
Yes.
And then not to talk, of course, about the court system.
Yeah.
It's like... There's stumbling block after stumbling block after stumbling block, which is why I understand why it is that you've taken an almost hardline stance.
Yes.
To say, for the people who have left successfully,
yes,
we now want to help you have the life you should always have had, right?
Yes. Well, yes. And we want people to know that there is somebody out there to help them, because somebody once said to me, yes, but, you know, it's very difficult for people to leave an abusive situation. But actually, working with abused women for many years, I noticed, I saw these women coming back and forth many, many times. And the stats say a woman will leave, and that's a woman, because I can't give you stats on the men, leave between 5 and 7 times. So women do leave. And we have to say, why are they going back? And it's because they're not having the support when they do leave. And that's what we want to do. We want to do that for them.
Yeah.
We want to make people's lives better.
Mm. And thank you for that. I don't have what it takes to do what you do, I will admit freely, which is why I have said you have my support, along with that of Caroline Kelleher, who also works here.
I'm so thrilled.
And Lee Duhu, who have agreed to kind of in part be public faces of this, and this is not the reason you're sitting here today. You are one of the most qualified people to sit here today.
Thank you.
And again, I said right at the start of the program today, I want it to be, it's important to me that our Algoa FM's efforts during Women's Month are never regarded as lip service. We are very in touch with what the problem is.
Yes.
And the scope and extent of it. We are news providers. Every day there's another sad story. And that's just one that makes it to the news, yeah, because of how particularly horrific it, yeah, was. So in that sense, as I said, it's very important that Algoa FM's efforts in Women's Month are not regarded as lip service. We know, we care, and we're trying to do our bit.
Well, I have to thank you for being one of our ambassadors, and Carol Ann for being one of our ambassadors. It's very important.
And,
and you know, we're totally thrilled and honored to have you on board, really. This has been wonderful. But getting back to a little bit of statistics, South Africa has double the amount of abuse, domestic violence, than the United States.
That's terrifying.
And when you think of that, it is scary. When I was in London many years ago, I was watching the TV and they were saying, oh gosh, one woman has died this week in Great Britain, in the week from domestic violence, how terrible it is. And we
South
had
Africa,
four,
it's more than two an hour.
Yeah. Four women a day.
Yeah.
Die due to domestic violence.
Yeah. I was talking more about the murder rate of 67 a day in this country.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
But you know, we can have statistics saying this and that, but the statistics are not correct because we're not getting people reporting these things. So we can never say, well, these are the statistics and these are correct and this is not correct.
Yeah.
We can't do that,
yeah,
because we don't know. So we are... We're little fighters, all of us.
Yes,
well, I'm not
are.
So little, but anyway.
Yeah. We are comprehensively out of time. But the good news is there on the algoafm.co.za, Algoa Cares page, there's a summary of the work of the Andrew Zeal Foundation. There are the bank details and there are the contact details. Please pop along to the website if you are able to assist in any way. Similarly, if you are in need and have followed the legal process.
Yes. And just remember, we are registered and we have our 18A. So everything is there. It's all in place.
Cool.
So if there's any companies in PE that actually want to to support us, they can. Or if they would like to put an ad on our website, they can do that too.
Cool. Lindsay Zeal, as always, indirectly, despite the topic, a pleasure. Stay well, and we will see you again soon.
Thank you, Shaw. Thank you so much.
Algoa FM. Listen on your radio, stream us on your mobile, or tune in on DSTV channel 837.